ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana lillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. Habib qulubana wa tabib nufusana. Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala al-baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Al-ma'asumin al-mukarramin. Siyoma baqiyatillahi fil aradin. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. It's my honor, it's my pleasure. It's the beautiful time of my week schedule that I do join this program to spend a few minutes of our time on contemplating over the beautiful legacy of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, Imam Zain al-Abidin, the adornment of the believers, in his great book Sahifa al-Sajjadiya, the book of the compilations of all of his du'as. We've been talking about the 19th du'a of Sahifa al-Sajjadiya in the past few sessions, in the past few programs. And this du'a is titled as his supplication in asking for water during a drought, right? In the istisqa ba'd al-jadb, right? In the times that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pour down rain and to shower the believers with his mercy. And we talked about different elements of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different dimensions of the nature. We talked about different aspects of the rain itself. And today we want to focus on the fifth phrase of this dua, where Imam Sajjad alayhi salam points out the fact that rain is a sign of the mercifulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it causes affordability as it makes all the blessings, all the great na'amat to flourish, right? And it causes affordability. It really helps the economy. Allahumma asqina saqiyan tusilu minhu ad-darab wa tamla' minhu al-jabab wa tufajjiru bihi al-anhar wa tumbitu bihi al-ashjar وترخص به الأسعار في جميع الأمصار وتنعش به البهائم والخلق وتكمل لنا به الطيبات به طيبات الرزق وتنبت لنا به الزرع وتدر به الدرع وتزيدنا به قوة إلى قوتنا. Let's take a break. We'll be back momentarily to explain this phrase of Sahifa Sajjadiyya. ربنا ربنا
to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Rabbana. All right, respected brothers and sisters, in this beautiful and comprehensive part and passage of this 19th du'a of Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya for rain, attributed to Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, it says, O Lord, send down upon us a rain that causes the mountains to flow with water, that fills the wells and underground channels, and that makes the rivers gush forth, that grows the trees by its grace, that through its blessing lowers the prices and brings about affordability, and thereby grants comfort to the livestock, and indeed to all creation. Through this rain, may pure sustenance reach everyone in sufficiency. May the crops grow well, and may the milk of the flocks flow abundantly. And through this, may you increase our strength upon our strength, Ya Allah. Well, in this section, Imam Sajjad, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, links the gushing of the springs, the filling of the underground water tables, the high water levels of rivers, and the affordability of prices together. As noted in the explanation of the previous phrases, the infallible Imam Sajjad, alayhi salam, pays a special attention to extending his grace to all lands and requesting the comfort of all creatures. Which means, or in this regard, we should say that the faithful and the unbeliever are considered equal in his sight, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sight. When the rain pours over the society, over the city, over the people, it does not ask everyone, what is your belief system? Right? What is your belief background? Do you believe in Allah? Do you not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's why rain is one of the manifestations of the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? This is a beautiful point of view to look at. It's a beautiful angle to look at the rain from. Therefore, he requests general comfort for all through the filling of canats and the subterranean waters. Let's take another break. We'll be back shortly.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, another aspect that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam pays a special attention to in this section of the dua is that Imam's requesting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that the coexistence of individual comfort and societal well-being, the coexistence of these two is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us to ask Allah the Almighty. And that individual comfort is only achievable under the protection of the well-being of all people, right? You cannot separate yourself from the society. Furthermore, springs, rivers, the underground water tables are often interconnected, with each supplying the other. If springs and rivers are not connected to mountains and other reservoirs, right, their reserves would gradually deplete and they would soon dry up one by one. In the very similar way, or similar perspective, we should say that in order for us to feel better, in order for us to have a better society, just like the rivers and underground waters and all of those and the canals, just like those, if you work on your own well-being, you cannot forget about the society. And if you're working on the well-being of the society, you cannot forget about yourself, just like the rain and the purity of water and the sanitation of the water. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد